With this week's Marquette Law School poll showing a 50-50 dead heat in the race for president in this critical battleground state, the matchup on the stage for candidates Joe Biden and Donald Trump took on extreme importance, certainly leaving some disappointed. Special Projects journalist Merv Seymour checked in on debate watch parties for reaction.
This shouldn't be a debate.
He rewarded the wealthy. He had the largest tax cut in American history.
What's playing on the big screen at the Barrymore Theater in Madison isn't the normal movie or show. On this night, all eyes are centered on the first presidential debate of the 2024 election between Democratic President Joe Biden and former Republican President Donald Trump. Billed as the most important debate of a lifetime, this free watch party is hosted by the Devil's Advocate radio show and the Progressive magazine. Both groups say they look to educate voters before Election Day. At times, voter reaction to this clash of the candidates sounded more like debate watchers were watching a huge sporting event.
There's not a lot of mystery about these two candidates. So I think a lot of people come to this debate with preconceived notions. And I think it's important. I think it's all about Joe Biden proving he's up for the job.
Whether President Biden proved he's up for the job is definitely part of post-debate conversations.
I don't know that I'm going to get anything out of it because I know how I'm voting. I don't know, maybe a feel for what other people are thinking. Maybe I can get that out of it, maybe some hope.
A few miles to the east, a lot more than bowling is going on at Boulevard Lane's bowling alley.
Did you fire anybody that allowed our country to be destroyed?
Here, the Republican Party of Dane County sponsors its own debate watch party.
I think this is one of the most important debates of all time. It's a president versus a former president, so it's sort of like the heavyweight champion against the former heavyweight champion. There's huge issues with the border and with the economy and inflation, and people want action and they want answers.
With the highest of all stakes on the debate table, Linda Mishler says the debate hasn't changed a thing about who she plans to vote for in November.
I knew President Trump would do an excellent job and he really outshone Biden. You know, I was really expecting to see exactly what I saw.
Thank you very much for coming.
All across the state in cities, suburbs, and rural communities, Wisconsinites took part in public and private debate watch parties like these with hopes of seeing something that helps propel their candidate from the debate stage towards the lane all the way back to the White House. Reporting for Here Now, I'm Merv Seymour.